Thank you for calling. Who's this?
This is Bruce Simmons. I believe you just left me a message.
Yep. Hey, Bruce, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Is this Steve I'm talking to?
Yep, this is a C. Wilson.
Okay.
So I was just calling for the creation of your Amazon account. Is this a good time?
Sure. What are we going to do?
You will be receiving a code on your phone number, so you just have to tell me the code, and that's it.
Okay. Now, so Amazon's going to send it to me. Is that the deal?
Yep. They are going to send it to you because we are creating account on your behalf, so it's going to be on your phone number and on your email.
Okay, very good. So then I would then send it to you
You will just be
just by.
receiving an OTP, so you just have to tell me over the call because it just expires within a minute or two.
Okay. All right. I haven't done this before, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, perfect. So just give me a few
All
minutes over
right.
here. I have let the team know to create the account for you, so they will be sending you the code within a minute or two. Okay?
Okay, very good.
Perfect. And besides this, do you have any concerns or anything?
No, I'm glad we're at that point where we're about ready to go, huh?
Yep, exactly. And
Can you
same
give?
day. Yeah, go ahead, please go ahead.
I was going to say, so we're looking at putting the book online, is that correct?
Yep, once the account is created, then we are going to upload the book over there, and I will be sharing with you the book previews for the ebook and for the paperback versions.
Okay. So when you say previews, what do you mean?
By
Again,
the
Steve, this is the first time I've done this, so.
Let me explain it to you. So the previews are going to be the one last time I'm going to share the, like you just have to review the review it and let me know if there are any changes required, if there is any errors in the file or in the book. If not,
Okay.
then we are just gonna make the book live.
Okay. So it's going to be the ebook and the paperback.
Yep, ebook and paperback. And
And
Bruce,
that
can
means
you please tell me, do you already have an Amazon account?
I do not, unless my wife does.
Because on your email address, which is bruce0204@outlook.com,
Yes.
just give me one minute. Is that the email address you want to use?
I believe so.
bruce0204@outlook.com.
Yes.
So it is showing over here that on this email address you already have an account.
Okay. That's interesting. Let me yell down at my wife real quick
Sure.
in the basement.
Mm-hmm,
Just a
sure.
second.
Take your time.
Hey, dear. I'm going to walk down the stairs now to my basement where my wife is.
Take your time, Bruce.
Okay. Yeah, my login is my email.
Capital M, capital N, decimal 7. Based on what you
Yeah, it looks like I have one.
All right, so can you please share the password with me?
Yes, capital M, A-N-T-L-E-7. So it's
Just a minute. Capital M.
M-M, capital M like man, and then capital M like man, Mm-hmm. And ANTLE 7.
All right, so it's going to be M, two times capital M, right?
That's correct. In lowercase, A.
Yeah, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, L as in Lima, E as in Edward, 7.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Just give me a minute. Mm-hmm. When they try to log in, it might send you a code on the registered phone number with the account.
Okay. He's working on it now. It's not letting you sign him. Yeah. Yeah. You still there, Steve?
Yep, I'm here.
My wife just tried to log on using that, and mm-hmm. she said, no, it's not allowing her to log on. It's not accepting the password.
Yeah, that's what it is showing over here, that the password is incorrect.
Right. So
should we just try it on our end and click on forgot password so you will be receiving a code on your
yes.
email?
Yes.
All right, just a minute. All right. So can you please check your email? You must have received an OTP on the email.
Okay. Now, I'm on the phone here, so trying to figure out how to check my email real quick here. Let me see if I can get my wife to pull up the account and see if it's there.
Sure.
Quickly, because you need to... info204@outlook.com. You need to get a code. Now you're getting into things that I don't know. I'm going to get it on my computer. You can know much more easily. Because you're going to send an email to me.
Bruce, have you received any code?
Let me go up to my computer now.
All right. It's on
my
the
wife.
Bruce, yeah, the email address is bruce0204@outlook.com.
Yeah. Just a second.
Sure. Take it now.
I'm running all over the house now. Bear with me, Steve.
Sure, Bruce. Take your time.
I'm bringing my computer up now.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. I have a number for you.
Uh-huh.
972524.
972524.
That's correct.
Right. Just give me a minute. Bruce, there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it is asking for the expiration date of your Visa card ending with 6200.
All right. Now I got to move again. Bear with me.
Sure.
I'm going to have a heart. I'm about ready to have a heart attack. Now, again, what was the ending in what?
6200. Visa card ending on 6200.
Okay, I'm going to see my wife again.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't handle money much. My wife does all this.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay. She just told me that card was hacked. It no longer exists. I have a new Visa.
No, but it is asking for the expiration date of that card. It's just a security question.
Okay. Do you have the expiration date of that card? Yeah. She's going to look through.
Sure.
I mean, it was hacked a while back. We've gotten new visas. Maybe she has the information. I don't know. It has to do with security, they said. Right. I don't think she has it, Steve.
All right, then. Just a minute. Let me ask the team to find a different way.
Because we've destroyed the card.
I got it.
Yeah, that was back in 2020. Yeah.
All right, I have asked the team to try to access the account another way, and I'll let you know if anything else is required. Just bear with me.
Okay. Okay. We'll see what happens. We don't plan to use the card, of course. From what I gather, that account is basically supposed to be used to, so they're giving me money rather than me giving them money. So, from what I gather, from what you're setting up.
All right, Bruce, so the problem is there is no other option beside this to access the account.
So should we just create a new account?
If you don't have any problem with creating a new account, that's all right, or you have to contact the Amazon support to recover your account.
Or should we use my wife's account?
Sure.
She also has an account. She has an account. Can we do that?
Sure, we can do that. It's totally up to you how you want to proceed.
Okay. Now, my thought is...
Mm-hmm.
This account that you are establishing is the account that where Amazon directs payments for the books that have been purchased. Is that correct?
The account you're trying to access is your existing account, I believe, which you were using for Amazon purchases or any whatever thing. It's your personal
account. Yeah, well, that's the... See, my wife is that she uses her account to order things and pay and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she does. So that's the account we use for Amazon.
That account, or you want to create a new account for the book publishing, it's totally up to you.
Let's create a new account for the book publishing then.
New account, all right. So please tell me, like, you want to use we a different email address. Do you have any other email address?
That I would want to use?
Yep.
No, that would be it. That would be it.
You don't have any other email address?
No, it's just the one, the Bruce0204.
All right.
At Outlook.com.
All right, can you please check? You must have received another OTP.
Okay, I got to go up the stairs again. Okay, ready?
Yep.
5189 4-1.
All right. 5189 4-1. Perfect. Got it.
5189 4-1.
All right, Bruce, so we are still not able to access the account, so there is one thing. Can you create a new Gmail account on your end for the book publishing that we can use?
Okay, a Gmail account?
Yep.
I'll have to have my wife do that.
That would be great if you can just create a new account. And once you're done with it, just give me a call or send me a message. Send me an email with the account details so we can create the Amazon account with that email.
Okay. So you're looking for Gmail. All right. All right.
Either it could be any email. You can, like, there's no requirement for Gmail. You can create a Yahoo or Outlook, whatever account you want to use.
You just need an account to be used for Amazon.
Need an email address that we can use on Amazon.
Okay, very good. I'll do that in the next few minutes then if I can, and I'll email you everything.
That would be great.
Okay.
All right then.
All right. I have never spoken to you, but I've enjoyed our back and forth on the email, so appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And okay. All right, I'll get on that, and we'll see what we can do real quick.
All right, perfect. I'll be waiting for your email, so.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.